This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
An excessive heat warning continues across the region through 8 p.m. tonight as extreme heat and humidity continues to increase the potential for heat-related illnesses. Take precautions if you're spending any amount of time outdoors. Drink plenty of fluids and wear lightweight and loose-fitting clothing when possible. Don't forget to check the back seat of your vehicle. The U.S. Department of Justice has announced that it's assessing the situation on the Texas-Mexico border in the wake of reports that state troopers were told to push back migrants into the Rio Grande and ordered not to give them water to drink. An assessment could be the first step towards an investigation. Governor Greg Abbott denied the allegations and said there have never been orders that would jeopardize the lives of those attempting to cross the border illegally. Texas is already facing a lawsuit against its installation of a floating barrier in the river. State Senator Royce West is calling for a legislative investigation into allegations made by the Houston Chronicle regarding actions by the DPS along the Texas border. The report shows an email a trooper sent to supervisors with concerns about the way migrants were being treated at the border. Texas Rangers have notified the Bonham Police that two officers were under investigation. Both officers have been placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of the criminal and internal investigation. Due to the continuing investigation, no further information will be released at this time. A new $2 billion theme park and resort as big as Disney's Magic Kingdom is coming to Oklahoma. The site will be located in northeast Oklahoma, just west of Grand Lake on Route 66. American Heartland will consist of a 125-acre theme park with a 1,000-acre development that will also include a large-scale RV park and campground. The Americana-themed environment comes with a variety of entertaining rides, live shows, family attractions, waterways, as well as food and beverage offerings. New details have been disclosed on the arrest of Jessica Tipps by Hopkins County deputies. After her husband David had been arrested for several assaults and a kidnapping, deputies and the Texas Ranger searched the premises in Cumbie and found a small amount of methamphetamine. Jessica admitted that she had used the meth and it belonged to her, and she was charged with possession of a controlled substance with bonds set at $5,000. David's bonds totaled $400,000. Hopkins County deputies are looking for two suspects who are believed to have stolen a white GMC pickup from a gas station. They also allegedly burglarized several other vehicles. In a later development, the suspects were seen at the Walgreens in Greenville using some of the burglary victim's credit cards. Pictures of the pickup being stolen and the suspects at the Walgreens are on our website. Paint Springs volunteer firefighters responded to a camper fire around 11 p.m. Tuesday night in the Cherokee Shores area. When they arrived, firefighters found a fifth-wheel camper completely engulfed in flames. It was completely destroyed. Fortunately, there were no injuries. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.